We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Greetings all. Move on to public comment, but I don't see anybody really for that. We'll go to the agenda review. If there's anything to be added.
Mayor, City Council, just a few things. Updated delinquency list, which can be approved at consent agenda. Fall Medicine Take Back Day event, which I will do under my report. September updated claims list. And then one other thing to add under the fire department report would be discussion of Hamburg Fire Department bylaws.
Is there anything else? Or is it look for a motion to approve with the added items?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to accept the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
For the consent agenda, just a couple things I want to note on the minutes for May 13th. I had to update them because they weren't completed with the closed meeting portion of it. Mr. Odom's emailed me also one correction on there, but we did check. And what that was is a generator hookup for Community Hall. We had put in the minutes Greg was stating to get a quote. Mr. Odom, you said you were the person, Greg, you took care of it. But in the minutes, Greg actually said he was going to get the estimate, so we kept it. We kept that the same. And then on the June 10th minute, there was one correction that needed to be made for June 10th, and that was where we had stated Floyd's will also be putting up an external antenna on the outside of the lift station. Shouldn't be the lift station, should be water treatment plant.
And there was that other correction, too, about that date?
Yeah, that was August, which we'll prove it next month.
Okay.
But we did make that, too.
Just one thing on the delinquent utility bills. It seems that dollar amount is absolutely nuts unless things change between the printing and today.
No, this is, well, a little bit of change, but Thursday for Reed's, they're closing on Thursday, so they have us lined up for that payment. So right there, $2,000 should be coming off this week. Other ones, there's a few people that are on here that typically aren't on here, so we're thinking about a good sum of them will be coming in. The only issue we got is sleepers right now, where they were sent a letter to pay by the end of today, and they didn't. So we may have to turn their water off.
Which one is that? That would be
on Jacob Street here. I don't know the exact address, but it would be Guides Old. Is it Guides? Yeah, Kim Guides.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we got to follow up on that. So
also, when you print these water bills out, could you make it so that they're all in alphabetical order by last name? Because some of them got the first name first, some got the last name first.
That's just how the program is. How they got programmed in, which we didn't do it, was Banyan. So that's why it does that. I mean, in order to change it, we'd have to go in and change all them accounts. Because really now how it's done is by account number, which for our references works best.
Anything else? Otherwise, look for motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda with corrections as noted. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Fire department report.
Evening. I just had, first off, with Kip Trevish and Zach Cook, we've been trying to get on for how long. Last meeting we brought up passed all their background checks, but we never had an actual motion to accept them, so that's all we really need is a motion for them to.
If they pass everything, I don't see any problem.
So moved.
Your second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve Kip Trebbish Jr. and Zach Cook as members of the fire department. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Gary, you want to speak? The raises, or do you want me to?
It doesn't matter. I can do it.
All right. But Gary's our relief president, if you didn't know him.
Well, as we talked last time, we were going to mention to the department.
So we can hear you well on the tape?
I like being in the back room. As we mentioned last meeting here, that we're going to talk to the membership about asking for a raise. And we had that discussion, and the members agreed to request a $50 increase. So that's our proposal to the council, is for a $50 increase for 2015.
Do you know what the neighboring ones are at? I have not really kind of kept track of that.
I do. They range, well, we can start with Chaska's. We're pretty similar to them.
Let's stay out to the west.
Okay.
You know, like the Plato, New Germany.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't have ours. We've got Mayer's at 2,000, Norwood's at 1,700, Watertown's at 2,100. Yep. Then you go up, New Germany's at 1,450. And then they go on up from there. Up to $6,000.
What is Hamburg at right now?
Do you know what Green Isle is at?
Green Isle is at $950.
Yeah.
What is Hamburg at right now?
$1,550.
So we're not at the bottom of the
Totem
pole then yet.
Nope.
All right.
In Carver County, we're second. But, and then that's not including, like the other departments, they also have paper drills, paper calls, and stuff like that too. Ranging from anywhere, Mayor makes $9 an hour. New Germany, they're like $7.50 an hour call to for drill. NYA is $10 for drill and call. We don't get, Amber gets nothing for any on call or trainings or any of that.
I assume you've got a calculation what that 50 would do per year increase for the city?
For the whole thing, I don't know how to get that. I was asked that last year. I don't know how to obtain that. But.
Well, it would be kind of the basic number of members, number of accrued years, times the increase. Because it goes retroactive back. It just doesn't start in 15.
Yeah.
And Gary, isn't Hamburg the only fire department in Carver County that doesn't get paid for anything?
Right.
Yeah, that's been forever, I think.
And we're okay with that.
What was the last year? 25?
Yes.
We're at, you know, according to, you know, which is way high, you know, of course, you know, the maximum benefit says we can go up to 2,900, which is, you know, that really doesn't have much bearing on us. It's more what's reality.
True.
But if you know, like you say, if you look at, you know, some of their departments, what they're allowed, that's where they go up that much higher. These other ones, some of the other ones too that are going into para on that, they'll be going up in increments of $100 a month, a year. It was going to be $500, and para changed that now.
And that's so. After 5 years that you're in, though, right?
No, I don't think so.
It's locked for 5 years.
It's locked for five, yeah. Then after that's $100 a year.
What's been the change in call rate from last year to this year?
What do you mean the change in call rate?
I mean, have you seen an uptick in fire calls? Or
last year at 35, right now they're at 32 or 33. It's been off a little bit. Last year was a really down year. For the most part, we're always in the 45 to 50 range.
Mostly medicals?
This year's been kind of odd. It's been about, well, I think, over 50% fires, but usually you're at 70-80%.
A lot of assists to other neighbors.
The mutual aids have gone up recently.
Training time has gone up.
Training has gone way up.
You heard their request, comments, discussion.
I move that we go for the $50.
Is there a second?
And we don't know how this will impact the contribution.
I don't know exactly how, but you know, like we're at 8% funded, maybe 7% funded. And the schedule of 14 for this year says the city's contribution is going down because we reduced our liabilities because the members have retired.
Yeah, the 2014 contribution came in at $18,657 as far as in. And for 2015, it will be $6,739.
Due to the investments of that.
Right. And to figure that out, it's a complex formula. You really have to assume that assets and liabilities would remain the same for 2016, which this was what it would be set for as far as for the city's contribution with that raise. So, I mean, you'd almost have to ask your auditor to compute that for you to have that impact of what a $50 increase would do. Just, I mean, ballpark, but...
Well, you figure a member with 20 years, $50, it's going to add $1,000.
All right, but the thing you got to take into account, too, is do you have additional liabilities, assets? Mm-hmm. It's a formula that takes into account assets, liabilities, contributions. It's not just one simple...
It's just a
3 to 5 page worksheet?
I don't know how to figure it out.
How many current members, if they wanted to today, could retire today at full retirement?
10 years or 20?
20.
20, I think it's 5 or 6.
5 or 6. And then how many at 10?
I don't know. I guess there's probably 7 or 8 under 10.
Give me a minute. I can see.
4.
Well, it's not that they're not deserving of it. You know, say it that way.
You have about 10 of them that are at the 20. And about 8 that are above 10 years.
18, and how many you got? 26? 27?
28 on here.
28?
That was before. This is off last year, so we've lost a few.
Yeah. Has Clayton retired?
Clayton.
Rob's gone. Clayton's gone. Scott Carls is gone. So reduce them.
But we've gained two.
And then new in.
We've got a motion. What's the thoughts? We have to have this in for budget, right?
No, we don't. This won't impact us till 2016.
So we can have discussion and act on it at next meeting.
Correct.
Maybe that's what. If we don't have a second, maybe that's what we have to do. I guess it would be nice to find out what the impact would be. You think Vonderhaar could do that?
I can sure ask him. I don't know if I'd ask him or between Michael at the state of Minnesota. Right.
Maybe both. I just wonder if there's some way of figuring a simple way of just being able to plug in, you know, what your number would be. And if we just even took the assumption that, you know, assets, liabilities, everything would kind of remain at the same levels, if they can't just plug that number in and be able to figure that out. But like I said, it's above me. But
my only concern.
This is for our little bitty organization and what we all know. These are our statements, and all this stuff is what comes from the accountant, and then we provide him. We provide all the input, and to figure, you know, for us to understand how to enter these forms. That's why we pay the accountants. Right. That's why we pay them to do that. you know, if there's a way, I'm not sure what it is, but I can check with Michael Johnson or Ron Haar and see if they can do it.
Who do you like better?
What?
Who do you like better to talk to?
Who do I like better to talk to? They're both very nice to talk to.
Who do you, when you get the results you think that you need?
Maybe from Michael Johnson.
Maybe that would be, if you could give him a...
But I don't know if he does that. I mean, I can ask him if he doesn't.
If he does, fine. If he doesn't, okay, so be it. And at least one knows.
But I can ask him that.
Yeah, because that, you know, that gives the council just a smidgen of info of what kind of dollar amount it would impact us.
So do you know, I mean, you guys know from your budget what impact it was from, you know, 2012 to 2013? I mean, you know, there got to be some...
Well, the 2013 budget was 24,383, and then it went down to 18,657. And now it's down to 67.39. So there's, you can see it.
That's due to retirees too.
Yeah.
You know, because that takes
that's,
that away.
That's why it's hard to. I guess I don't understand how to do it. I'm, like I said, I'm not an accountant. But,
no.
But that's why I was just wondering, because we've done this every year before. Is there any history at all that shows what, you know, how much it's been over the last few years?
Well, other than that, what we get is, you know, what the city is liable for. Well,
and the big thing is that you have, we have 18 firefighters that are at least half or better as far as getting their pension. The markets are up right now. They're at all-time highs. If markets were to crash and all 18 decide to walk, is there enough money in that fund to fund all 18? Otherwise, the city's back on the hook for whatever the difference is.
Well, if we're at 98%,
that's what your percent funding is.
They're at 98, so they're... No. But now if you're, you said your assets take a 50% hit because the market crashes, the city's on the hook for making up that difference.
Yep.
Well, regardless, I'm just looking what the dollar figure might be, if we could find that out.
I can try.
That would be nice. I appreciate it. Being it's for 2016, you know, we've got a little time.
We need to know before the end of this year.
Right.
For you guys, right. We need to know.
Yeah.
Correct.
Before the end of this year. So.
Which would be definitely done. Any other questions, or is there a second, or otherwise an motion will die at this point due to no second?
So you're going to have that information next council meeting, or when do we expect
I'm going to ask for the information before the next council
meeting.
Okay. Cool. Like I said, I don't know. I don't know if it's available, so I'm not saying I'm going to have it.
Well,
I'm going to say I'm going to ask for it.
Right. Well, you got two sources.
I have two sources.
One,
I'm going to ask two sources.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to ask Michael Johnson, State Auditor's Office, and Ken Bondar.
Hey, that would be good, because a lot of them aren't familiar how it works, and I don't remember any formula either anymore. So... But at least we know what the request is for.
Pardon?
I say at least we know what the request is for. $50 per year. Anything else on the relief side?
Nope.
All I have is a resignation letter yesterday from Brenda Drake. She was retiring at 13 and a half years, I think it was.
I got to ask a dumb question, because is it signed?
Not yet.
Okay.
Can't accept it. That's my question.
And I can't. I don't. The council can't accept the resignation, because basically we've had to do it with our past employees here, and they wrote notes, but.
Right.
If there was nothing signed that we can have as proof, unfortunately we can't grant anything.
Well, that's fine. I guess it was just yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That is all I have, unless you guys have something for me.
I've got one thing. Maybe there was a misunderstanding last meeting, but it was in the fire department report as to you had a request, or you brought up items of year and whatever, expansion of the building, that I didn't want to come across that it was a county fire department. It would be like the Green Isles, the Plato's, the Norwood, the Hamburgs, you know, kind of share their resources more so than, no, not county. And granted, the mayors on the East End seem to talk a lot more, and us here on the West End don't even find out about it. You know, so a little communication problem there, but even at Chiefs it was, you know, kind of your communities more so than, well, a county one would never.
Right, and I've talked to a few, and there's, as everyone has said, they've talked about it since the mid-90s, and it's not going anywhere, and it's basically not going to go anywhere.
It's talked about, like you said, same way with all this combined purchasing powers, right, which...
equipment sharing and all that.
It don't all work yet.
Right, and they're working. Well, you're in them Chiefs meetings, you hear it's...
Yeah.
They're trying to, I think the phone thing, they're trying to buy phone together so everyone's on one. And
I can see its advantages.
Right.
But to get everybody together, right, to get on the same page, you know, like somebody said, they can't even figure out that they get helmets all one color.
Right.
You know, so it's tough.
But. And for us, we've got four counties. If we get a house fire in Hamburg, we're dealing with four counties and our second alarm already, so.
So
that was what
I was kind of alluding to rather than, no, not a county. So if you would, because some of the members came to me and said, what are you talking about? So maybe you can clear that up next time.
I will bring it up in our meeting.
I would appreciate it. Because I'm going to bring it up with the other mayors so that they know who's on the west end of the county even. We'd like to be included once in a while. Anything else for
those bylaws that Jeremy sent out? Is that a proposed or is that passed out or whatever?
You brought.
They're current.
Current.
And what was brought to my attention was the fact, and I've kind of touched base with Justin on this already. But what we wanted to look at was adding something in there that they have to make a certain
number of calls
for the year in order to receive their yearly pension, correct?
Yep.
And I did talk to Justin about that a little bit. And now that we have the city employee handbook done, we'd like to focus on
that's
fire department.
We brought that up in
bylaws and
handbook, personnel. And we wanted to start ours, but we didn't want to do a set of bylaws. Have the city have a set of policies and have two different things. That would be better for you guys to get done first. And this one thing with our relief bylaws, which is the payouts, it was put in there, it was worded that you have to be in good standing with the city, and that was kind of one way to put that back on the city to set the percentages, which would be on the fire department and not the relief end, which where you're going with it is what we could do when we do our policies or bylaws now. So, and that's something we can bring to our members when we do that. So.
Do you have like statistics on, like say for last year, you know, of what people made for calls?
I can get it off Image Trend. We can find it. We had last year's, but I mean, other towns do 20%, 30, 25%, but they're getting paid, there are more calls. I guess I would be thinking more like a 15% number. And at 15%, I think we would have had about four people that probably didn't make it last year.
So yeah, I mean, the idea is not to make it difficult for the crew to
right.
pension. Just we want everybody to be able to pull their weight.
It's a fair thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fair for the firefighters that show up for 50% of the calls and someone shows up for one call a year.
Sure. And a lot of the ones that go to the calls are also the ones doing a lot of the extra stuff too. So it's something we can bring back to them and discuss. But I see here it's a valid point.
All right. Anything else? Or to FD?
One thing I got is, just bring it up now, but I can touch base on claims again, too, but Justin brought a billing in today, and I thought we might as well just get it on the claims list since it'll be due 10-3 before next meeting. It's billing to FIRE for some rope rescue hands-on training in the amount of $550. So I'll bring it up at claims again, but just in case.
That council members already?
Any questions?
That was last night, night. They're actually really good about getting their bills out, and just I don't think it's they want their money so much. It's just they're very organized and get their stuff out ready.
That's
so,
right,
yeah.
So was it good attendance? Was it good?
Attendance was down, but it was a good class. We were hanging off Fenway's ladder and grain bin and scaling down off the ropes. And
really?
Worked good with Norwood because they were pumped training last night, so we had to trade them their ladder for our engines. And Gary and Brent Seward went over and worked with Norwood, and we had two of their guys come over and work with us. And
that's good. Sounds like a good plan.
Is that junior firefighter program still going?
Yeah, they were at State Fair this year. I don't know what they're junior in.
I haven't heard anything about State Fair, but they were also out at the training, at Norwood's training last night.
We're still out there. It's still us, Norwood, and Cologne.
How many are here?
Last I heard is 9. Their number's been going down. Do you know it all, Steve?
I think it's about 9.
Yeah, because your son is involved in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Jake was there. They went through the motorcycle, was that last Saturday? Was that last weekend? No, it was Zummerfest weekend. They had a motorcycle run that Saturday. They helped there, and they usually, a motorcycle run usually.
Stiffenfest, maybe.
Or Stiffenfest, I mean. They donate some money to the club, and they're actually talking about buying some new helmets. They've actually got a little money in their treasure, some helmets, some of the old jackets from the ex-firefighters, you know, and boots and pants are just kind of hanging on them, and they want to get something that kind of fits them a little bit better, so they're buying theirs, so trying to anyway.
They're fun to watch. They get excited when they get to going. They did, Norwood did search and rescue last night in terms of search and rescue and ladder training, along with the bumper training. They went through every part of it.
So that's good.
Very cool.
That way they know what they're getting into.
They see the fun side, not the boring side.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Otherwise, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And if you can get that info, we can act on it. All right, we'll move on. Old city business.
Only thing I really got to update on that is just Bob has passed all his NIMS, and I believe everybody is up to date.
We're official.
Bring on a disaster.
No,
don't say that this year.
And then annexation?
I haven't got to that. I apologize.
No, according to Steve, I wasted my time, but...
All right, anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on to Mr. Schultz.
I guess I'll start with wastewater services part. Water and wastewater. I have several leaks in the city right now. I got a broken pipe underneath the bathrooms. Water is shut off there. They are locked up. Just thinking of something as I was sitting there. Are we talking about redoing them bathrooms or something?
There was talk.
When I first started.
We're in the process of getting bids for handicap.
Is that something we're going to still pursue or not? Because maybe that would be the time to fix the pipe. I don't know where it's broke. came in on a Monday morning. It was good on Sunday. I came in on a Monday morning, and water is running out the backside of the cement. Nothing coming in the building, but I could hear the meter. I'm like, where's water running? And then so I walked around the building, and it was pooled up between the hamburger shack and whatever. It was just running right out of the concrete.
Okay. So
it's telling me there's a broken pipe in the floor or underneath the floor.
Yeah.
Somewhere between the shutoff and the girls' bathroom is the first one. There, the shutoff is to the west, and the girls' bathroom is where the meter comes up. So somewhere in that 8 to 10 foot spot, we got a leak.
Something Henning can look at?
Yeah, when I can get them out here. They're behind. I mean, I got them scheduled for... I got them scheduled for the...
Hydrant,
and I got a... The other day I was asked to turn off the water for Tim Tracy. Went there, tried to locate it, had a hard time locating it, so I called Minnesota Rural Water. He came out, and he's like, oh, I remember this one. He said, we couldn't find this one. I'm like, okay, so now what do we do? Well, we looked and looked and looked, and then we tried to go on the outside of the spigot with, we got the machine, and I could see where it came out, and then I would run, and then it would lead me right to a pole. That's because the phone line is a foot underground, and the water line is 8 feet underground. It'll always pick up the top. We couldn't find it on their yard. We ended up finding it on Clayton and Truly Mockentoon's yard, about 10 inches away from theirs. It was about a foot down under the ground. So we ended up locating it. We had to go down into their basement to hook onto their water pipe to actually get a good grasp or whatever, and then, like I said, it just kept on running us to the pole. Well, then we went on the other side of the pole, and then we picked it up again. So, like I said, that one was on somebody else's yard. But anyway, in the morning I went down, put the tool on it, turned very easy, closed, very easy open. Jeremy called me before I left. He said, go turn off the water. I could not locate it. Couldn't find it. Couldn't get a thing on there. Went and got another tool. Couldn't get that on there. Guy from Arlington tried. He couldn't get it. Next thing, we got water coming out of the hole. So maybe it turned easy because it broke. I don't know. But so that's a leaker. Fire hydrant. Yeah, and then we got the hookup at Williamson House too. So I actually got... Them guys will probably be able to spend 3-4 days here when they are, when I can get them here. I mean, like I said, I'm on their list, but just part of what's been happening here. So, wastewater treatment plant or ponds are done. Pictures are sent in. Hopefully they're happy with them.
And you did a nice job in that, in those ponds, Greg.
Thank you. Weeds are done, are gone. Dead, trees are gone, so looks pretty good out there. The grinder station, just about complete. We're going to have a cord made that's going to we moved everything back like 4 feet, and so the cord right now is temporary. We can pull the generator up behind it to run it if need be. We're going to have a longer cord made so that in the winter when you got the big snow banks and stuff, it can, the cord will stay with the generator and plugged in, and then there will also be a plug-in on the bottom of the box. So
before you go any further, Greg, I just want to chime in on that. I talked to Rob's today, and basically how they have it set up now is how it was. Because I kind of had talked to Rob's and said they kind of basically have it how it was. So if we want to do anything else, I think that would be our cost as compared to how it is currently. So to extend that cord or whatever,
right.
I think that would be our cost.
Yeah.
So I think council needs to decide on that. Also, I want to bring up one of the vendors came and wanted to talk to me today to talk about that they would rather deal with one person on a project, preferably a city employee, so there's not a mass confusion as to what's going on, where one person's telling them one thing, another's telling them another thing. They would rather work with one person on a project. They prefer it be employees, and that the direction would come from the employees. So that's just something I want to bring up to council. We've worked with this vendor for over 20 years. They said it just was very difficult to do things when they were kind of dealing with me and Odoms and Greg. They'd like one person, preferably employees, to deal with.
Who was the vendor, Jerry?
It was Rob's.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you recall, down there, for rewiring the generator down there, I sent that email directly to you, and you sent it to Rob's. So that essentially came from you, right, with my suggestion. As for down here, as to what to do, I also sent you an email and asked you to send it to Rob's. So that information is coming from you, so they're not getting conflicting signals from me. I talked to Chuck when he was here, giving the suggestions. I forwarded them to you and asked you to, you know, see what they were going to do. So,
well, we learned that we're going to have to just do what Greg or Jeremy.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm saying. I gave Jeremy all the information, and he was the one that took the ball from there.
True, if he sent what you created, from what I gather, the vendor was quite, how would you say it?
Well, I think kind of the vibe
I wasn't happy.
Was that they came and talked to me and said that, okay, I want to talk to you to see what you want done. Because in the beginning you told me you wanted that completed to as close as you could to how it was. But then they said, as when he met with you, you were telling him other things. So there's some conflict there. The biggest thing they said, they had a conflict with Xcel Energy. They were told to take care of that. They had it lined up. And I didn't get into great detail, but they said there was an issue with you calling Xcel when they said they were going to take care of it, and the wrong person was contacted. And Xcel called them and asked what the heck was going on. And there was some big conflict there with lining that up.
Chuck was the one that said, if you can get Xcel out or, you know, on time next Tuesday, give him a call. So I think that Rob's probably has a communication problem between themselves.
Well, I guess we just got to...
Well, just, I don't want to upset any vendors.
No, I understand that, but I also don't want to be criticized for
just trying to keep the peace.
I also don't want to be criticized for listening to Rob to Chuck from Rob's telling me what he suggests. I pass that information along to you. You can add your comments, delete what you wish, and it goes to Rob's. You know, so I think everybody's got input.
And I think going about it that way is fine.
And that's the way we went about it.
But it seemed like there was something more other than the email that he didn't go into great detail. So I don't know. I don't want to be the person that gets a target on their back here. I'm just...
Well, you're the one who got the,
right,
the contact.
Right.
And if you recall, I said, you know, here's the information. Please send it to whoever your contact is.
I think you've been a mass help on it. I really do. What other went on, I don't know. I'm just relaying it to council to keep the air clean. There's way too much drama going on in this town right now. I'll be honest. Way, way too much. I'm just trying to keep the peace. I mean, I'm not pointing the fingers at you. I'm not pointing the fingers at Rob. Don't shoot the messenger. Anybody has any issues, I guess I would advise that you have the mayor contact and talk to Rob then if you want something further.
Yeah, because we don't want our vendors mad that they don't want to come and do work for us. Some that have been here forever. So.
But like I said, I'm not, you know, you, because I think you've been a great help on that project.
Well, like that guy that finished up the outlets and stuff down there, he said what a joy it was to work with somebody who had, you know, everything going together, but I had already suggested that to you. And he was happy that it was laid out that way, and he said it makes it so much easier. Basically did the same thing down here. Chuck, the electrician that was putting the step in, says you should have this, 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 and this. I said, okay. I said, that has to be approved by the council. I sent you an email. You
know, and I don't think it was a communication. What I got, it was more so it seemed like, why haven't you finished this? Get out here now. That's what I got.
It was what?
More teeth into it.
Being pressed to get the job done. That's what I got.
And I don't know where they got that.
So, like I said, someone else is free to talk to Rob's about the issue so I don't get hung on this. But it's something I think should be brought to the council's attention.
Yeah, we got to work with them.
I think it's been brought up. I think Dick has done a good job on both the projects on there. I just, maybe just a misunderstanding or something here. I don't know what happened. But
well, yeah, I mean, I go out of my way to be nice to this Czech and Cordial, and I'm very detail-oriented, and I bounce everything off of Jeremy, so where they're coming up with this, I have no idea. I mean, I know we need them to hook that thing up in a hurry, and they got to be here at a certain time. I go out of my way to be nice to them. And the guy said, I'll be out on Monday night that they can put that weatherproof receptacle in for the generator. It's still not in. I haven't talked to anybody except a couple of emails to you saying it's not here. Where is it?
I had asked them about the estimate, and the person I talked to didn't say, well, I don't do the estimates. So they gave me the person to contact on that. But he said that you, maybe I'm wrong, but he said he already has the parts for that, to do the receptacle and the light, which we were supposed to get an estimate on.
No, he told me he did not have the receptacle. That's why he didn't put it in. And I said, you can't put the light in because we have to have the council's approval about that.
See, he told me he didn't have the cord because he said you were going to get the cord. But then you sent me the email on.
No, he didn't, Jeremy, he didn't have the receptacle. Otherwise, he would have put it in. So there was no urgency to get the cord.
What about the light?
Well, we got to talk about it.
Do we need a council decision on that? Or I thought we talked about that.
Well, we got to get some prices.
Get prices.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't got that yet from Rob's.
Okay.
But I have talked to him about it. But one of the things he said, well, I already have them parts. What do you want me to do? I said, I'll bring it up tonight. And then, so I think you got two issues there, the lights and the plug-in, and then what we want to do as far as, you know, extending that cord, which I think would be our cost.
Right, it would be. Yeah. I don't
and that receptacle that the cord plugs into would be our cost,
right.
And the light would be our cost. We're not trying to get anything out of the insurance company.
Right.
And so that was the whole thing, and that's why I told them, I can't authorize you to do this, because number one, I don't want the responsibility, and number two, it takes the council to do it, and we'll bring it up at the council meeting.
Well, what got me was what I heard that they've got the parts that they were ordered already.
No, they didn't have, Dick, they did not have the parts because he would have put them in. He says, I don't have the parts, they're not in.
The light.
We didn't talk about the light. I says, I can't authorize it.
They've got it evidently in now. They ordered it.
Well, I didn't tell them to order it.
You know, so.
And the thing is about this receptacle, you know, he said, we don't have the receptacle, so I can't put it in. Maybe we're going to get it this afternoon, meaning a week ago Monday. And I said, fine. He says, if we get it, we'll put it in. Okay, that's fine. But
I'll call Danny Rob once.
Well, I think it would be best because I don't want to be dragged through the mud on this.
So do we need something for the cord now? Or just a council decision? Or
well, we don't have a price, do we? So we need a price. You know?
And we have to get it from two different vendors now, is that right, as I understand it?
Well, I don't.
Well, it's nice too, but on this occasion I'd say, you know, my bottom line is always should get two estimates when I'm going to do something.
Well, that part can't be that
much. But I can't imagine, you know, if we're talking less than $1,000 typically, we try to get it done. That's what our purchasing policy is. Anything once we get close to
it. That cord should be no more than 100 and a half.
No. Whether you get it or I get it or he gets it, it's going to be the same, you know, pretty much the same.
Put the ends on and that's it.
Yeah. So when you call them...
I'm just saying, when I sent out an email, I sent that to council as a whole. I didn't single you out. I hope it didn't come across that way. I was just saying that, you know, we should at least have an estimate, because yep. up to, I think, opens a lot of unknowns. I mean, I could, you know, Greg could say, yeah, up to $1,000 I could fix your car, and he could get it done and go, oh, yeah, it only cost me $750, but I told him $1,000, I'll charge him $850. Yeah. I mean, just to keep people honest, all I'm saying, we should at least have one estimate, you know, if it's under $1,000. Anything, once you get into the $1,000 to $10,000 mark, it'd be good to have two estimates. You know, I mean, we kind of, that's all I'm saying. And maybe what I'll do is I'll email out the purchasing policy and we kind of try to follow that.
Well, and it's like that $600 box. Everybody is all over me because we had a $600 box. Now we say we have to have two bids for everything unless it's an emergency. Well, now we're up to $1,000. You know, can we get some consistency?
I think
here?
You took the email wrong, Dick. I'm just saying that we should at least have something instead of saying up. You know, if somebody, if you went to the car dealer and they said, well, up to, you know, $20,000, I could take a look at it. You know, I mean, I guess I'm more, it'd be nice to have something. You know, but yet you gotta, if you have an emergency situation, I hope people are understanding me that if you have an emergency situation, of course, we gotta get things done.
Yeah.
I mean, we need that running. You know, sometimes there's, you know, I guess that's why we have the option to hold an emergency meeting and make them decisions.
Yeah, we've done that and we will to continue that. So
The reason why I sent out that email, because I'm always the center of attention and I got people jamming down my throat about stuff. So I try to keep the peace. That's all I'm trying to do. Sometimes I feel I'm getting a bullet in my back.
Well, I'll make a call and we'll get rid of the running shooter. Greg, back to you. You lost your train of thought, huh?
Yeah. I got Cole's phone call lined up. He's thinking $1,500 to $2,000 to fix the roof on the thing, barring there's nothing major. He is in... Iowa for a month. They got a big job down in Iowa. 700-foot chicken barns that they're spraying and coating. So he said if he gets back here between that, he would come up there and take a look for sure. But I just explained to him cracks on the edges, and he said generally with that, he said they can grind them out, refoam it, and just recoat them spots. And I said, basically, it runs the whole length of the building, and then a little bit where it blends into the top. And he just asked me, so what does the rest look like? He said, is it all pounded from hail and stuff? And I said, no, it looked really good. And that's what the guy from Hutch said, too, when he was up there. He said, that roof looks really good. So that's what I've got my fingers crossed on. Anyway, hopefully this month here, when he comes back sometime, he will stop in. So
that'd be good.
But garage door, that will be, I will have the second estimate for that hopefully tomorrow or the next day.
Greg, is he's coming tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do we maybe want to plug him on
garage
doors? Yeah. I forgot to tell you that today.
The guy from Norwood, 5 calls, he told me he'd have something here. I'm not waiting anymore, so no. I'm going with a guy from Glencoe. So he's going to be here tomorrow morning. Let's see. Hall rentals this month. Been cleaning the halls. Grass is growing again with the addition of the water, which we're supposed to get some more tonight. So that's about it. Anything else? Any questions of me? I guess.
It's just the other thing.
That back door where the bar is coming up the stairs there, it's tough to keep put the hex key in to lock it to keep it open. It doesn't move real well. If you could throw some oil on that sometime, that's about it.
I was going to tell you, too, I see you found the switch for the light.
What's that?
I said you found the switch for the light.
Which light?
You said that time that the back light wasn't working on that step. That's on a switch on the wall.
Oh, pretty obvious.
That was a couple months ago. We were using a switch. It wasn't working. The bulb was out.
I just went and turned the switch on.
Leo told me. Leo told me the bulb was out. I guess, like, because he turned it on.
Oh, could I just... I think it's
is it one of those sodium ones that has to warm up?
Yeah, it's a sodium.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, they take a while.
It wasn't an instant on.
Yeah,
they take a while.
Oh, it's burnt out.
Like I said, Leo noticed it, not me. I just thought I'd bring it up to the council.
Oh, that cover's put on that back thing, too, back there.
Oh, you got that done?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's been broken off about 4 times. It was all snapped off bolts and this. That's kind of a chore to try to get
and
that.
And be on alert for our friend the bat.
Yeah. Do that. Did you ever meet Jeremy? Gallon?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's my only other thing for Greg goes here is just on them that compliance evaluation.
Yeah.
I did respond to PCA. Put a copy of the letter I sent to them.
Got it.
I also, along with that, sent them a copy of our expenses that we've incurred from 2009. Through 2013 to show them that, you know, we have been working on some issues. Now also just wanted to touch base. Now we got a notice of violation in relation to that manhole near the ditch on Martha Street. So now everything to put together.
And this is 8 months after the fact?
Well, six.
That's a model?
No, this one must be from her supervisor or something, maybe. A bill, D3B. Or probably B.
God, that's been pitched for how long?
Exactly, so it's just, to be honest, it's just, I don't know.
Sounds like somebody's trying to justify their position.
Been kind of one of them years.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, everybody says you're on the radar for 3 years if you got anything, so.
Yeah. So, and we will be on the radar.
You just keep jumping through their hoops.
Yeah. Do what we got to do, it. So be it.
You know, and that's why I kind of, you know, like I said in my cover letter, I kind of hinted, you know, you come up with all these rules and regulations, but yet there's no grant monies.
Yeah.
We've incurred debt. We have high utility rates. We have a limited staff. I mean, what can they truly, you know, more put on us? I mean, I don't think the city can take on another $1.2 million project and go, oh, okay, water rates are doubling again.
Yeah, well, I have to say thanks for doing what you did out there. I mean, that was a chore.
Yeah, that was a full-time job in itself for a month.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate, too many things just... You know, how do they say? Under the rug.
Just
it happened.
A little bit of neglect out at the ponds there.
All right, anything else, Greg?
Well, just to go with that, with the ponds, I don't know if I was going to talk to you about this. I found some arrows stuck in out there, some bow and arrows. So people have been shooting at the geese. Well, this morning, I went out there to do my measurements, and there was a dead goose laying on the road in there. There is still a dead goose in pond number one. I can't reach it. So hopefully the wind moves it tonight. And then when I was cutting lawn out there this afternoon, there was a wounded goose that scared the Jesus out of me when I got up to it with the lawnmower and took off through the field. So I think somebody's shooting our geese out there. I don't know why. Like I said, there was one dead one that I put in the dumpster. There's one in the water yet, and there's an injured one out in the...
Well, someone came in the office and said those type of arrows, or at least one of them said that's what they use them for shooting geese.
Yeah, because I found the two arrows, and then, but like I said, no, there were actually two dead geese out there, and there's a wounded one that went toward the woods. So I don't know if I could like call the Walters and just mention it to them, or just don't worry about it. Or I mean, I didn't see a goose out there all day today. And normally there's about 50 to 100. There's a lot of geese out there normally.
What end more so did you find them?
They shot from the road.
From the road?
Yeah, it's right on. Pond number one is the one closest to the road. And the one was laying right on the road by number one. And there's a dead one about 30 feet into number one. And then the other one, the one that was alive but wounded, ended up going off toward the woods.
Well, that's hunting land, isn't it?
I don't believe you can hunt in there, though.
No, but I'm saying it's...
Around it.
Like a preserve?
Yeah, it's...
DNR. Is it DNR land, or is it...
I don't know. There's like a goose preserve sign or something there. I don't know. I never really read it that close.
Maybe
you've
got to put it to hold the DNR.
Yeah.
Or even the Sportsman's Club here in town.
Yeah, I'm just thinking somebody's, personally, if there weren't so many out there, that would be a good thing for us, because it's a mess out there.
Yeah.
But
not in that manner.
Yeah, I don't think they're supposed to be shooting fence anyway. So.
No.
I'm sure somebody just probably went up to the road and boom, just let them have it. So that's kind of what it looks like to me.
With a gun or with an arrow?
This must have been a gun. I couldn't see any holes or anything in them. So I'm thinking it's probably a gun.
Yeah, you'd almost think the neighbors there would hear something.
I talked to her a couple weeks ago, and she said a couple years ago some people came over to her house and said that they shot a goose and it was wounded and it landed on their property if they could go over there and get it. And then she said they crawled through the fence and went up there and just started free shooting the geese. So I don't know.
Ever had a problem in the past with people shooting geese out there?
That's the only thing she told me that time.
No, not really.
She was concerned because she said there used to be 3 sets of swans out there every year. And now, just like a week ago, there were 2 finally, and now they're gone too. So, I mean, she doesn't really care about the geese, but she always liked the swans and stuff. But I don't know. So maybe I'll just give Walters a call and run it by him if he wants to do a report on it, or... You know.
Yeah, that or even the sheriff's department.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, I'm pretty sure there hasn't been any dead ones out there all year now. Because a few weeks ago I found the arrows, and now today there were 2 dead geese and one.
I'd call them.
Sure, somebody probably shot in there.
When the CSO's in town or sheriff swings in or any of the deputies, we'll just give them a heads
up. Or even the DNR.
Well, I'd call him.
Yeah, that's Walters.
Yeah.
Oh, so Tip, okay.
All right, anything else?
I don't have anything, no.
Council for Greg?
Heaters for the shop. Going to be getting cold.
Oh.
Just going to bring up any budget items.
I can call and get estimates. I'm going to call Metro Air tomorrow. And
yeah.
I think what we should do, what there is, we talked about this before, what there is that great big huge old thing in the back. That should go bye-bye, along with the chimney. That great big chimney that comes out in the back, because it's dangerous, it's smashed, it's got sharp edges. It'll just be probably a PVC coming out. But I think we should go with a small one in the back, because that's not a very big area, and then go with a little bigger one. In the front, being them are 2 different, you know, they're split, they're locked all the time. Because, like I said, last winter it was, you know, probably a 20-degree difference from one to the other. And the furnace was in the back, so I mean, there's a running fan up there that tries to move air. But I think that, you know, if we got something that would be a little more efficient, and, you know, 2 smaller ones would probably use less gas than what... big piece of metal.
Well, Metro would know how many BTUs.
What's in the basement on the other side by the bar, in the basement, for heat?
That's, all there is that great big, you mean on the other side?
On the other side.
That's got a Modine.
Oh, it does have a hanging
Modine. Yeah, that's got a big hanging Modine. probably about 100,000 BTU the way it looks. Pretty good size. Yeah. That actually, we just had that fixed last year.
I'm thinking we almost need to kind of shift that. You know, now that I thought about that, we got it in 15 budget. I think we need to come for it in 14. I don't think you want to wait till January to have heat in the shop.
No. Well, it's kind of one of those necessities.
So I'm thinking it's going to be one of those repairs and maintenance budget items that more so we count in 14 than in the 15 budget.
Do you want me to get two different estimates on that? I can get Metro Air and get like Metro Air and
Lane's done it. Well, Lane is pretty good.
Who?
Lane.
Lane?
Yeah. They're pretty good.
When we discovered there was a mold problem with the shop, we were kind of scurrying around to find a place to move Greg out of so he wouldn't be subjected to them. The mold that's down there, and I was down there last week. It's still really damp in there, even though we don't have water on the floor. You can still tell it's really damp. We've still got the mold problem, and Greg is still being subjected to that. I think we have to address that issue.
Well, aren't we waiting for some?
I got to try and locate where that. I got to try and find where the pipe comes out.
Yeah, well, you were tied up out there in the pond. So.
Yeah. So hopefully in the next week or so, if I can get Kurt to stay down inside and climb in that manhole on the other side and try and push that camera through and then take our locator and find, hopefully I can find where that comes out. If I could find where that comes out, then I just got to hire somebody to come and bust up the concrete and plug the pipe and then at least that way we won't have any more water coming in. Then we could start with the mold stuff.
But my concern is, Greg, that you're down there, right in the middle of all this mold, that we know it's unhealthy. And, you know, so we were pretty adamant about getting you a place out of there where you can have your files or whatever. That hasn't happened yet. We still got the mold problem. Granted, there's not water on the floor, but you're still being subjected to some really unhealthy conditions. I think we have to, as a council, address that. We don't want you getting sick.
Yeah. Tell you the truth, I go in there in the morning, do my time sheet, do a couple things, and I get out.
Okay, if you're just in and out, that's fine. But I mean, you know, you got your basic office and all your stuff is down there.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what, I'm not in there more than 15 minutes at a time.
Okay.
Just for that reason, you know, I'll even do paperwork up here.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could set up a small.
Yeah, I've been doing a bunch of paperwork and stuff up back here just because it really smells in my office. I don't know if you ever walked in there.
I have, yeah. When I sit at that computer, it's terrible.
It's it's almost like a sharp smell in there. It's all. Yeah. So like I said, I try not to. I go in there, I do what I have to, and get out. You know, like I said, I'll bring paperwork up here and stuff, but.
Is there a spray that you can spray on the walls that are going to be tore off to kill that mold now?
Yeah, but it's been just a
don't know. It's all behind. It's all behind. I mean, it's coming through the paneling and everything now. You can look at the paneling and there's like hair growing.
It's going to have to come from it.
Yeah, yeah, it's all yeah. What I mean is, I mean, if you could kill some of it right now that's on the wall, you know, just saturate the wall. It's coming out anyway. Just spray
bleach.
Probably spray bleach on there.
Spray like bleach.
Yeah.
50-50, I think. Is.
I don't know what's worse, though, breathing mold spores or bleach fumes. It won't burn your lungs, it won't infest your lungs.
Is that Hunting and Fishing Club, are they still spending any time down there at all? I mean, there's another issue.
Once a month on
Tuesday
night.
I mean, I guess, Schulte, what I would suggest, if you're not in there a lot, would it be okay for you to go get yourself an air purifier that would at least take a lot of that crap out of the air? You know, something that would be, you know, a couple, $150 or something you can get at Home Depot that take about 99% of the stuff out of the air. That would at least, it wouldn't improve the smell, but it would improve the quality of the air you're breathing.
Yeah, but Bob, you got such a big area down there. I mean, you'd have to get one that's an industrial size.
Yeah, for in the office, that would.
In the office part, it would help.
I mean, something like that. I mean, you can get them for 900,000 square feet. Your office isn't that big, is it?
No, it's as big as these tables here.
Yeah. I mean, see, then you got a smaller one would be fine. I I actually bought one for my basement after that, after it flooded, to get, keep some of the crap out of the air down there. So
I know I close the door in there at night, and like I said, when you open it up in the morning, it's just, it just grabs you.
Don't you see ones with Menards? He's got something like that. We've got the account there.
And that's something, even if, even after we get the mold issue done, you could still use it.
Sure.
You know, I was just going to say, you probably want to keep it.
I was going to say that's something, because you're always...
not fully going to get rid of the...
Even now, I mean, the dehumidifier that's running down there is still...
humidity problem down
putting
there.
Water in the drain or whatever, so...
But I know it's a temporary fix, but like I said, it would at least improve the quality of the air you're breathing when you're in there, so...
Have we got anybody coming out to give us estimates on what's got to, I mean, we know what's got to be done, but how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to take? And
yeah, I got Service Pro lined up. They can come out and take a look at it, because we had did that engineering firm come out and create a report. So all we have to do is provide them that report, and they'll come out and give us an estimate.
And I think we should probably get going on that, because, you know, we've been talking about this for...
If you wanted to, you probably could. I don't think we're going to get any deluging rains anymore. I know.
Never seen
that. At least until next spring, right?
Yeah, well...
Never know.
I mean, by next spring, like I said, hopefully that pipe is disconnected.
That's what Arizona thought, too. That's what Arizona thought, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I got to get that pipe, you know, disconnected so that we don't got the backup, and then, you know, but I don't think we're going to have that anymore anyway, but.
Yeah, let's get her, whenever you get time, you got your priority, that's what you got to handle, you got to know.
Yeah.
Also back in June, we talked about capping the well at the water tower and shutting that thing down. Is anything happening on that? I guess we approved to do it.
No, we just talked to Kurt on it. But we'd have to maybe get some information with Department of Health. I think even Rural Water could maybe help us on that. I can talk to Aaron Myers with Rural Water. I've worked with him on with the wellhead protection plan.
Okay. I talked to a well driller about it, and he said that depending on, I never knew this, but where your well goes down and then you got your veins, that all washes and gets bigger and bigger and bigger with how old the well is. So when you fill them with concrete, that goes all the way down, and that's got to fill that whole big cavity. He said that could be cement trucks and trucks and trucks to fill
that well's 800 plus feet deep. That's in the Mount Simon Aquifer. That well is deep.
He said they would have to come somehow and find out.
I guess my ultimate question is I'll try to do some checking with Department of Health.
He said there is grants out there for it too.
Yeah, but they're up to 10 grand matching.
Okay.
And if we're talking about filling 800 foot hole.
Yeah.
But is that the only option, filling
up
the cement?
We don't know yet.
What I was going to say, what I think our first step is to check with Department of Health, see if we have to fill it or we can cap it.
Okay.
I think that's where I'll start on that, and I'll check with Department of Health.
He just told me, he said they generally make you fill them because they don't just want cap ones. Generally, they make you fill them, but that's just what he told me. He said at the bottom of that thing, he said that could be one big open pot down there.
What's the advantage to pump all this cement down in the groundwater?
Dick, I have no idea. I don't.
To me, that's
it's just what the Department of Health.
That's all I have.
Yeah, their recommendations,
well,
right?
That's it's like we just take and cap the thing up on top and whatever. And he said generally not. He said they want them filled because they don't want any of these open. He said it's a contamination issue. You know, if you got a cap, something, get the cap off and dump something down it, it's contaminated. He said they want them filled generally. he just said, he said, just to let you know, he said, at the bottom, he said, it's like a big mushroom, because the veins all wash out. He said, that could take a lot of loads.
Yeah, unless there'd be some kind of a device that would go down, say, 50 feet, and somehow that you could...
collapse that well.
No, like blow this up or something,
yeah,
and then put the cement on top of it, or something to...
Well, that's what I was saying, because I think that well is almost ready to collapse anyways.
One way or the other.
You got to find out.
Yeah, I'll check on that and see what grant monies are available. But if I remember right, I did look into it a while back when we first talked about it, and it was like 10 grand.
He just said, he said he knows that they do have some grants out there. I don't know what.
Probably, but yeah, how much will it cost and how much will it cover?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking.
That'd be a lot of dollars. Yeah. Well, let's see if we can find out some preliminaries. Anything else?
Greg, did Mike get hold of you about that heater that doesn't work?
No, he did not.
Did he get
grinder? Yep.
Did he hold you, Jeremy?
No. We talked about it this morning. I think he just talked to him today about it. So.
And the heater in the water treatment plant, is there something there too?
Heater.
I'm talking about meter.
No, but I'm talking, wasn't there a heater?
Oh, I got that. That got fixed.
Taken care of, yeah.
That got fixed, yeah. That's good.
Well, I sent a text message to Mike after I talked to you this morning, and I said that he can expect a call from either you or Jeremy that that meter's not working, so I kind of thought he maybe would call him back, but he's aware of it. I know this is a small thing, but the panels where the wood where the panels are mounted down here and at the park, you know, we talked about painting those this fall, so now here at least this fall. I suggested that maybe we paint it gray instead of white. Does anybody have any strong feelings one way or the other about that? So the gray would more match the panels that are mounted on them rather than having them white.
It would look better gray, I think.
Pardon?
I think it would look better gray. It would look good gray. Yeah.
And then also the cover for that, for the well down here, can we sand
that pump,
down?
To the pumps?
Yeah. Pardon?
At the grinder station to the pumps?
Yeah.
Cover.
Because everything else is nice and brand new down there. If we could take and sand that down.
It could be the same color, too, a light gray.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, so it all kind of matches.
Yeah.
But that, that lift station down there is totally operational. He adjusted something. Did you say that you adjusted that?
I adjusted the doors.
The closing things on there, so that solves the water problem. And that's up and running. It's got a green light on the south side. So if that green light is ever out, just like the one down at the other station, there's a problem.
Floyd's called me today.
Yeah.
But they don't talk.
But they what?
They call, let it ring about three times, and there's nobody there. So I called back because the number looked familiar.
I wonder
what the heck they wanted.
Chain of command was today, because it seemed like everybody got called, but no one called the office. If they'd have called the office when we were sitting in there, that would have ended the...
Is the office even on the list?
Yeah, it is. Because they called me at home.
So what was the problem? Why did they call me?
Every Wednesday, or every Tuesday at 10 o'clock about, I go down there and physically shut off the power to the lift station to be sure the generator starts and takes over. You recall we had a problem one time and we lost power and it didn't do that.
But it's been working now fine?
It has. And so part of that is that when I shut the power off, they generate a text message to my cell phone and they also call Greg's cell phone. But Greg didn't have the city cell phone because apparently...
It was in the office here.
Yeah.
So you got no reception in
here. Well, I don't know. Do you think it's necessary to go down there and do that every week?
Well, either that or take a chance on the thing, you know, not running.
Well, my neighbor just put one in. My kid has got one. I know they don't do it. I mean, it happened once. I mean, I'd be more wore out. I'm worried that the starter and everything would be wore out. And, you know, otherwise it's going to go, what, once a month? Or does it go every week anyway?
Once a month.
Yeah.
But doesn't it start automatically on Fridays anyway? Yeah. It starts to run itself on
four times a month. But it doesn't go under load.
Well, yeah, but it starts. I mean...
Yeah, what it's a manufacturer. I guess that's what I would go off, what they recommend. They recommend every week or once a month?
Well, if they've got it set up for once a month? Or is it every Friday?
Every Friday, but not under load.
Well, right now it starts every Friday on its own. It just runs for 10 minutes?
12 minutes,
okay. I don't know if it's a state or whatever, but I know they say like I start the one back here once a week, but I only run it under load once a month. They say you're supposed to run them under load once a month.
Yeah, just put the brushes. And
Yeah. But I start it once a week and let it run for, say, 10 minutes or whatever when I'm doing the bookwork and stuff, generally on a Friday morning. And then when Kurt's here on a Tuesday, about the middle of the month, whatever, we'll run it under load, shut everything off once a month. So, actually, by the way, we'll probably do that on Thursday, so make sure everything is backed up.
Yeah. Just give me a 2-minute warning.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, maybe it's overkill. I don't know.
Beyond me.
Well, I think we have to take and maybe look at the order in which people are called. Because they called you, and I was in town. You were probably out of town. You probably
went
around during the day.
Yeah.
We should maybe have the city office called, the Greg's cell phone called first, and maybe the city office.
Common sense on a weekday.
Well, mine went off.
The building's open, call here.
Mine went off at 10:30. I was out at the Ponce. And it was a voicemail. So mine never rang. And I didn't have nothing running out there. I was out there doing measurements and stuff with Kurt. And then all of a sudden, I got it at 10:30. So I should have got it at 10 o'clock already. And then my wife said they called there. And then she was trying to get a hold of me. And she said I didn't answer my phone.
Do they know we're running the generator? So they don't need to panic everybody? You know what I mean? Do they know they're running the generator? Do they have a heads up?
How about if we just call in and put it on test mode for a half an hour?
We could do that, but then we have no guarantee that the communication that sends a signal, that their central station sends a signal to us, particularly me, that the system is reporting in as it's supposed to. So that's the idea of testing it under load, is that not only does it test the system to be sure it takes over and runs under load, but I also get notified. So if I don't get notified, I know there's a problem with the alarm system.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think you're doing more than you have to.
And that's fine. I mean, if you want to take the whole thing over, you certainly can. If we don't want it, you know, check it on Tuesdays, that's fine too. I've been making it a point all summer to be in town at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock on Tuesdays.
I mean, that's,
be sure that it works.
I just think you're... That's fine, you're doing it, but maybe it's just unnecessary, you know. I don't know.
I think once a month is probably fine. I mean, I don't think it needs to be done weekly. The stuff is pretty much basically brand new, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see if it was 20 or 30 years old testing every week, but, you know, it doesn't really seem that it seems like it's overly cautious, in my opinion, because the stuff is pretty much new.
Well, and we had that one situation.
One
situation.
That was a glitch that we still don't know.
Right.
And, you know, you could do your thing on a Tuesday and the glitch could happen on a Wednesday. You just don't know. You know, you're overprotective. You know, I don't know. It's designed to work, it should work. That's just my opinion. Anything else under Public Works and Utilities? You got anything more? You? Anybody? Greg, you got anything?
No.
I think then we'll move on. Thank you. If you got need help or something, calls made, we can do it. Mr. Greenhagen.
Yes, Council Mayor. Just a few things I want to go over is Sherry will have her 6 months in on October 2nd.
Already?
Yes.
Time flies.
Time flies. So next meeting, I think we probably should discuss that.
Yeah.
Minnesota Valley Regional Rail Authority fee schedule. Yeah. We took this off the consent agenda last meeting, but then never touched base on it.
You know, I read that.
So
that is.
So I just wanted to put it back in there and just kind of explain it to everybody that basically what that is, they charge fees if you're accessing or using or crossing their easements. So there's really nothing we can do about it. Started this fee about, it was probably 10 years ago. So I mean, for, I don't know, probably 20, 30 years, the city wasn't paying nothing for running, you know, our storm water and sewer, basically what we have running across the railroad tracks that run through town. So we're kind of paying a fee to have access.
You're going across their property.
For the, exactly. It's like an easement.
So fiber optic line, they're paying them?
Yeah.
Everybody's paying them.
Everybody's paying them that's crossing their, or using their easement.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Everybody gets, after a while, they just make up their own fee.
Some of this isn't cheap.
I know.
No, and I think we're only paying $400-something a year, if I recall. So it's not for sure.
Yeah,
but I just thought I'd report on it.
No, that's fine.
Kinda
I mean,
got
lost. They kind of got us. I mean,
yeah,
what do they
yeah,
do? Or
yeah.
whoever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes they feel like they're running. We'll charge it up.
We'll get another fee.
Yeah.
All right.
Other thing, just talked about earlier about I'd report on the Fall Medicine Take Back Day event. Unless council has any objections, I had talked to Mr. Williams and said I had no problem doing that again. We did it once before in the spring. And so it'll be set for Saturday, September 27th, from 10 to 2. And it'll be at the City Hall here, 181 Broadway. So basically what it is, it just gives people the opportunity to, you know, drop off their medication so they can dispose of them properly. So I don't know if there's any objection to that. Really.
Well, we did it before.
Did it before, so.
So be it. Get it off.
Do we have to have somebody here sitting at the City Hall?
I mean, they're cops. I hope we can trust them. Last time I just opened up for them and had them close up when they were done.
Yeah.
Unless you feel...
Where did they go? Usually in that room?
Well, it was nice out, so they actually sat.
That's
they
right.
Started
I remember
in here
were
and then they sat outside.
Yeah, they were outside.
Yeah. Because I stuck around kind of that morning and had some other things to do. But, so that's that. And then the other thing is... I sent out an email, it was probably end of July, and prosecution contracts, they're pretty cut and dry. I don't know if you want to have the county attorney or their staff come out and give a PowerPoint. I think I did email you the PowerPoint. I'll leave that up to you. Otherwise, I will just put the prosecution contracts in the next for approval. I mean, it's pretty... To me, it's a formality. So
yeah, I mean, we're gonna do it. So
just give you a heads up on that. Unless anybody really feels they want them here, I can get that lined up. Otherwise, I will just put them in the agenda for approval at next meeting.
I think we're okay. But
yeah, I would say the same.
Was you want them, Steve?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm fair enough.
All right.
That's all I have.
Anything else for Jeremy? And we'll move on. Tax levy, 2015.
We can set it tonight. That's totally up to council. Or the other option we have is to, you know, call another city council meeting, and at that time. From when we last met, last Tuesday, a couple things I want to point out. One of the things that was brought to my attention was the agent fee for health insurance. And basically, I talked to our agent and they said the carrier, so basically whoever we're getting our insurance from, has a $19 fee per employee built in to that price. So whether you have an agent or not, you're getting charged that.
$19
per employee
per month?
Per month. So whether we use an agent or not, that is built in to our rate. So it's kind of dumb not to have an agent.
Yeah.
So I did have him check on that, and he basically sent an email and said $19 is built in and is charged if a group does or does not have an agent. So I just thought I'd follow up with that quickly. And then as far as the budget, I plugged in from the last meeting the changes we talked about. The only difference we have now is that change in the city's contribution to the league association, which resulted in about a $12,000 difference from 14 to 15. So with everything plugged in, now there's an additional $12,000 played with. The other thing I want to discuss or look at is I put together a street improvements cost estimate. So I color-coded it so you can see kind of the three main options we're looking at on Jacob Street. It's really the main one I think more so needs to be the issue addressed is in the yellow and then the green area there, which would be Sophia. So I put something together to show you the minimum cost for them projects, and also where you see Jacob Street plus WPL, that'd be the west parking lot. So I wanted to put something together to show you what our cost would be if we did just the Jacob Street alone, the high and the low, and then also if we did one of the Jacob Street or Sophia, and also did the west parking lot at the park. One of the things I brought forth the engineer, which I feel maybe we should do, is maybe do some core samples, some boring of them streets, just to make sure that we do have good base there. Just my only concern is I hate to not have good base and then in 10 years some roads are shot. It's kind of like an insurance policy. Justin Black, our engineer, figured we could do that from anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. That's what he was estimating. So this kind of, I don't know if I can make it any more simpler, but this kind of spells it out, what we're looking at. You know, for, and these costs are basically mill and overlay only. And then as far as curb replacement, I did drive them streets this weekend, and I think it'd be minimal curb replacement, to be honest.
Let me do a little price checking on, you know, boring.
Okay.
Because I think we might have an avenue as well.
Okay. Because well, normally we use Brown Intertech, and I know they're not cheap.
No.
But if there's any other options out there, yeah. But I don't know what council's thoughts are, or what your thought is, Dick, but I just thought it would be good to have that so we know that we have a good base on that
street. We're working with.
So, I mean, if costs come in favorably, hopefully we can get both them taken care of. One of the things me and Justin talked about, and what I kind of suggested, and I'll bring forth the council, is that when we do that project, we probably want to do the street as the main bid, and then do alternative one, which would be to redo the existing parking lot, and then alternative two would be to redo the existing parking lot with the expansion. So then that way, you know, we can get the bids and then we can decide where the bids come in at. We already know right now we have $147,000, $148,000 allocated for that.
Well, like I say, I'll check on this one. So.
So like I said, other than that, right now, you know, we're showing in the general fund, you know, net income above $12,000, and really that difference there is the difference in the city's contribution to Relief Association.
Right. Which I think we keep that dollar amount and we earmark it to an equipment fund or whatever, so it's there.
And that 12 to the good is still with, you know, continuing with the 0% increase.
No, we got to have a, there's got to be a little bump. We got to build up.
They only proposed because there's a lot of unknowns.
Well, no, that leak at the park.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's,
that could be.
There's all unknowns.
5, 20, 30.
Right. There's all unknowns. There's park unknowns. There's 4 months left in the year.
The basement mold.
Yeah. So basically, say it was a 3% increase, that would tack on $12,000, right?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. We can always make it higher. We can make it higher, but we can lower it. Remember that.
That's just prelim, yes.
Even if we'd say 5%, there would be 20,000.
Well, I was thinking we'd probably maybe want to have a 20,000 cush just because of there are, like Chris said, there are some potential $20,000, $30,000 projects out there.
So 5% is. Right.
Well, I mean, I'm not a big one for like serious taxes, but in order to generate some good public conversation, I would be willing. I'll move that we accept the preliminary levy at 10% above what it is right now.
That'll get some conversation going, huh?
Well, yeah, it will.
Got some choices to make.
We can always come down.
It can always go down.
There is a motion for a 10%.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to go with the proposed tax levy of it is a 10% increase. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Carried.
Okay, and then as far as the budget, with those monies, is there anywhere specifically, since we're going 10%, it leaves us with about $9,000, $40,000, where you would like to allocate that, anything specifically?
Can we just
have put into hall repairs, street improvements, or it's always good to put it somewhere.
Right, or can it be a generic account to just hold that? So we know exactly.
You could hold it. I mean, my suggestion would be is to put it,
either in capital improvements.
There you go.
Exactly.
That captures.
That would be, because that's kind of broad range because we don't know what things would be, but I'd say to
that's
put that
word.
In capital improvements. Yeah. And then, as far as that, then just need a motion to approve the 2015 preliminary budget.
So moved.
Your second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the 2015 preliminary budget. All in favor?
And that's with a 10% increase?
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Opposed.
Carried. Public comment meeting?
Yeah, so basically then what we need to set, we can have everything set, is what I would suggest. This is, some of you may have been on council, remember, used to have a truth in taxation meeting where we had to have a separate meeting. Well, a few years ago they changed that. So basically what we got to do is, provide the public an opportunity to comment on the budget. And we have to set that date. What we've always done the last 2-3 years is set that date for our council meeting in December when we discuss and approve the 2015 final budget. And then we allow for public comment at that time. So basically what we'll do is we'll set that date. That'll go on when you get your proposed tax statement. That date will be on there to show when the public meeting is, the time, date, and everything. But typically we've done it at a council meeting in December, which would be December 9th. 2014. We just set that aside. Unless anybody wants to hold another meeting or a separate meeting, I would just suggest that we just keep it that way and do it at the city council meeting.
I think the one is... Oh, let's see how much discussion it stirs.
So then what I would need is just a motion to set the public comment meeting for December 9th, 2014 at 7 o'clock.
So moved.
Second. Motion made and seconded to have the public comment meeting for the final 2015 budget on December 9th, 2014 at 7 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Added August claims. So this what's in the packet, is it? There's no differences?
No, what's in the packet for August is correct.
So basically, this looks like the
just
two
payroll.
Two checks for a total of $2,001.46.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the added claims for August for a total of $2,001.46. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Jeremy, didn't I get paid that $66.87? I mean, I did get paid that $66.87. Why am I under again?
We're not approving them. We already approved that at the August meeting. Yeah. So all's for there. Anything
the
is with the added on, then that means that's what we're approving at this meeting was additional to our last meeting.
Right.
So yeah, it wouldn't be doubling up. That would have been taken care of at the August 19th meeting. Yeah.
September. We're looking at $35,332.20.
Actually, there's a new
an updated one.
Oh, we got the other one?
Printout. Did you get it?
No.
It should be in here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, apologize.
I'll move to approve the six cash check number 16929 to 16979 for a total of 37368.25.
Second. Motion made and seconded. To approve the six hatch payments and checks number 16929 to 16979 for a total of 37368.25. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Jeremy, on that North Star bill for 16-4. I know that he has to submit two invoices because one's going to be...
He did.
But, I mean, do we have to issue two checks or not?
No. As long as they have the separate invoices, the show for turning into insurance. So.
Okay. Anything else? Or we'll move on to the council reports. Mr. Adams?
Yes. What's the status on Jaguar?
I have not heard from them. So
are they not interested in us?
No, they still are, but it sounded like they weren't able to get to it this year.
Okay. On that backflow diverter or thing that we're going to put up there at Conscious, did that get put in? Do we know, or do we have to follow up on that?
I have not heard from them.
I would imagine they will let us know, or they're waiting maybe for Henning too.
Yeah.
Do we have to send them any kind of a notification or a letter that's saying we're happy to help you out, but this is the last time, or in a flowery sort of way, that you know we're not responsible in the future, or if you don't put it in and the problem happens again, do we have to do anything to cover ourselves?
It would have been in their best interest to have it installed.
Well, and, yeah, I understand that, but do we have to know when it's installed so that we know when to give them the credit on their water bill?
Probably wouldn't hurt to send them something.
Well, basically, too, to me, it took effect August 19th. And that's when we granted that. So I would think we could still give them a letter, But, you know, that was the date we okayed as for any kind of proof of our help.
I guess I'd hate to see us give credit on the water bill and they haven't spent the money to put it in.
No, I'll put something together. And yeah, just to send that.
That'd be good, because that way you got
just to have a paper trail. Yes.
And could you also send a letter to the people south of us to cut their weeds, please?
Yep.
Oh, I have.
Bob?
I got nothing new, so.
Chris?
Just on what that concert is, and that, did we ever get a chance to scope?
No.
Probably.
So that's why I want to send the letter, yeah, to be honest.
To get the scope.
There you go.
That's what I was thinking about in my head.
Well, I want their line to be scoped.
Televisor line.
Just, I mean, not that they don't have maybe a connection or two that shouldn't be there, right. But might as well rule that out as an issue.
Because if you don't do it before, Dick, then you can't get the thing through.
Larry Mueller did bring up the fact that it's very strange that only one house on the whole line has gotten it in twice. So
let's check it out. I guess that was a good idea. Anything else?
No.
Mr. Trevish.
Did Green Giant or Seneca Foods get a thank you?
National Night Out donation?
No, I don't think so. It'd be good to good
I
side.
I would do that because that's pretty basic. Even, it's a formality. So.
Yeah, they even called me and told me to go down there to get it because they didn't have it. I thought that was pretty good of them.
Was there anybody else that needed a thank you for that night?
Probably Monica.
Monica.
I mean, I personally thanked her, but I still think we should probably send her a letter.
Letter, card, or something is really better. Make sure.
I don't have the painter's address, but it would be nice to send them kind of.
I imagine Brenda or
something.
Has that.
Did we not send Monica one? I sent two out. I thought it was Monica and that Shug.
Oh, yes. We did send some. We'll check on it. We'll follow up on it.
Okay. Shell Shug, the one
who bought
it.
Oh,
Target. We did send some. You're right.
And then I sent it to Chaska.
So many things going on.
I'll check with Monica.
Yeah. But we'll double check. And we'll make sure that gets taken care of.
Next year comes around again. We didn't get none.
Yeah, no. We'll check on that.
Anything else?
I don't have anything else right at the moment.
All right. I got one item. This weekend, they've got another memorial tractor pull over in Green Isle for run by the Engelmans and the Zieglers, I think, or Weber.
Yeah.
And I got a call if they could use the bleachers. We did grant it to them last year. Because basically we've
when
got...
When do they need this?
Saturday.
Still, that inspection hasn't been done.
Really?
No. Because I didn't make it high priority because I got told whatchamacallit didn't need it. I have talked to the building inspection department about it, but I haven't been relentless.
Well...
And I guess I assumed it wouldn't be used again because...
Well, I didn't notice either until I got the call... Well, I mean, they'd probably need them Thursday or Friday. Well, they got to get inspected anyhow, sometime. Is that that quality?
I'm against doing that because if you look at those bleachers, they've been moved around a lot. They're kind of in rough shape. And I think the more that you move them around, you know, from city to city, I think that's a bad deal. It's just hard on them.
Well, they're aluminum. They're, I guess, if they're any wear, a little more wear, so be it. If they were brand new, that's when the person should set the policy. My opinion. I don't know, we granted it to them last year. They got people living in town here, and it's their family. So, what do you want to do?
Did they get them last year?
Yep.
And you rented them to them?
We let them use them.
If we rent them to them, we're liable then. If anything does happen, we're liable.
Liable.
Yeah, either way, it's just that.
But are we talking renting and we get money, or loaning and we get no money?
Letting them use them.
Okay, so it's loaning, not renting.
Yeah. Well, I can make a contingent that they do the inspection, they can use them, or whatever the council feels here.
If we're gonna do any approving of that, I would say that we'd have to do a contingent, because we did that already once earlier this year, not a month ago.
My only problem is, I guess, I have to check with Inspect, but if they come out and inspect them, does that mean they're certified? Because I did do some research on that and looked, and we have to get a letter from the state and then stickers sent out to put on there. That ain't going to happen in a day or two.
No.
That's my only problem. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. It's just I guess I apologize. Yeah. I just thought, well, I got all full now because that other one fell wayside. I don't think
that's going to happen either.
I don't think we need to open up ourselves for liability if we're not going to have an inspector.
No.
I mean, that's a pretty
answer.
Open checkbook to put out there.
Yeah.
Not to say anything will happen.
No, but in today's world.
But.
Yeah, right. I'll just make sure we get them done now, though.
Well, do you want to call an inspector? Or try to give him a call once tomorrow?
I mean, I don't have a problem calling them. It's just because if they sign off on them, are we okay? Because the sticker says 2013. Well, if you can even leave a sticker on there, they're pretty faded.
What does the council wish?
I think either way, we should inspect them.
Right.
I agree with that, yeah.
I agree there, too. Question is, do we want to let them use them?
What about the tractor pull for Saturday? You don't want to know my thoughts, because I know what. My thoughts, I'll give you my thoughts. For Saturday, I'd say, yeah, 100%. The one before that, no.
Well,
no.
That's.
No.
That's a different.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd be more comfortable with the stickers on them.
Yeah. But if you let one, then you got to let the other. And I despise the other.
Well, that's kind of a, you can't look at it as, you're getting into a family thing.
Yeah.
This is community thing.
Right.
They're both community things, but you've got a different interest in it.
Yeah.
Which shouldn't play a part.
But I think
I mean, if we refuse, these guys, are they counting on using these bleachers because they used them in the past? I mean, are we spreading ill will among our other fire departments and other cities? Is that something that we should look at as well? If we need something from them, they're not going to loan it to us because they'll give us some kind of...
Well, I think there'd be a little ill will with some of the patrons here in town that live here.
I was going to say, one of them, they do live in town.
Well, I'll move to approve that we let them use them, provided that they get inspected and certified before that time.
Is there a second?
Is this a fire department sanction?
No, it's a memorial pull of a farmer who died here umpteen years ago.
I'll second it as long as you said about having it, as long as they're inspected.
Yeah.
Was that it? Yeah, I'll second that.
And certified. And insurance. That we're not liable.
That
right?
That they could provide.
Yeah.
We'd be liable roundabout way of some of
the it would come around to us anyhow. It just, I mean, to me, yeah, you always got to cover your backside. You know, there's too much.
As long as they're inspected and certified.
So there's been a motion made and seconded. All in favor? Opposed? Was there an opposed? No? You?
I didn't even say nothing either way. I'm
neutral. You abstain now?
I'm neutral. I'm going to stay out of this thing. Sir.
You abstain?
Yeah.
Motion carried. And
there's no family feelings in there.
Other than that,
I think we should maybe look at establishing establishing some kind of a policy, because like I say, those things, you know, because they're kind of rickety, I guess that's not an excuse to let them continue to be rickety by being hauled down the road. So I guess...
I don't think the city bought them. The city didn't buy them.
Then who did?
Organizations. Made up of people from around the area. And that's why they're used. Around the area here. If you want to put a stipulation on, then we got to buy them.
No, and I didn't know that, Dick. You know. I didn't know that they were community property. I thought that they owned, were owned by the city.
Nope.
So if they're just their stewards.
Well, they're in our possession.
Okay, so we're their stewards, essentially.
That's a good word for it.
We just need to make sure they're safe.
What?
We just need to make sure they're safe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
whether
exactly.
Here or someplace else.
You know, and if they can't come out and inspect them by Friday, point to move.
All right. Where are we? I got nothing else.
I'll move to recess the city council meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to recess the city council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion to reopen the council meeting.
There you go.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to reopen the council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any other business pertaining to good of
one thing
city
I got.
Handle?
Added claim to FIRE for $550 for the rescue rope training held on September 8th. To add that to the claims list.
That was yesterday?
Yeah, it's. I brought it up earlier in the meeting.
Yeah, Sherry said something about it. Yeah.
Claims, and then I. Yeah. You made a motion right away, and then I forgot to bring it up.
Okay, well, it's only a day old. Are they demanding money that quick? Or can
well, it'll be due 10-3, which is before next council meeting. And I figure we have it. We got to pay it. It already happened, so why
something.
Not get it on the claims
I'm
list?
Pay it.
There's a second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to pay the bill to Fire Incorporated
just
for training, $550. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Anything else? For the good of the city.
Motion to adjourn the council.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.